The unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in September, the lowest level since 1969. That's according to the Labor Department, which also reported today that U.S. employers added 134,000 jobs last month. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the number of jobs added, 134,000. That was actually below expectations, but continues a long, long, long streak of job growth. Tell us more about what we learned in the report today.
Well, right. As you mentioned, it was below estimates. The economists in the Bloomberg survey had forecast about 185,000 jobs. So, yeah, this is about 50,000 below that. But it's a very tough month to get right because of Hurricane Florence. A lot of companies that might have been planning to hire would postpone it. And a lot of companies were just, it's more or less laying people off temporarily because of the weather. So there are actually about 300,000 people away from work due to the bad weather. So it's, most economists are kind of looking past that disappointment in the number of jobs added due to the weather, and just assuming that the same trends we've seen of pretty healthy job growth is still intact.
And what about that unemployment rate, the lowest level since 1969?
Absolutely, yeah. And, Larry Kudlow today saying he wouldn't be surprised to see it go even further. I mean, it just goes to show, as you said, this economic recovery is still ongoing. Since 2010, the nation has added jobs every single month, 96 months straight. And it just does not show any signs of slowing down at the moment.
Well, and we were just talking this week about the fact that companies are having a hard time finding seasonal workers for the holidays because the unemployment rate is so low. People are able to get jobs. This is totally anecdotal, but I was at a coffee shop this morning. Huge line, not nearly enough people. Are we at the point now where the issue is that companies just can't find enough people that want the jobs?
To give you an anecdote of my own, I've just noticed that a lot of my friends' nannies are quitting because the employment prospects for them are good. So it all sort of adds up to this notion that the employment market is very strong now. It's still not doing what a lot of people were afraid it would do, which is overheat the economy and cause mm-hmm. wages to accelerate aggressively. That's not quite the case yet, but it's by all accounts a very, very strong job market.
What did we learn today about wages?
So they continued to increase. The year-over-year gain in average hourly earnings was about 2.8%. So a nice gain, but again, not so strong that it makes you worry about an overheating of the economy that would start to turn things the other way, cause corporate profit right. margins to shrink and that sort of thing. It's still sort of steady as she goes, continuing the trends we saw for many years now, back through the beginning of the recovery from the recession.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the Federal Reserve takes this news in. We're already up to a 2.25% interest rate on the federal funds rate. We'll see. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.